Richard, Dick Turpin, Gentleman Highwayman and Horse Thief. Chapter 1. The Essex Gang. Richard Turpin, more commonly known as Dick Turpin, was the son of an Essex farmer. He was brutal and cruel even as a young man, and he seemed destined for a life of crime. Turpin eventually became a butcher, and he married soon afterwards. He began stealing his neighbour's farm animals, which he used to sell in his shop. His crimes were discovered, and an order for his arrest was prepared. But he ran away before the authorities came to his house, and joined a gang of smugglers in another part of Essex. The gang then moved to London, where they robbed people's houses. Their strategy worked like this. One of the gang used to knock on the door of a house, and when someone opened it, the rest of the gang ran in and stole what they could find. Their first victim was an old man who had a shop. They robbed him, but they were not violent with him. They carried out a series of such robberies, and Dick Turpin was increasingly cruel to his victims. He held one old woman over a fire until she told the gang where her money was hidden. On the 11th of January, 1735, the gang robbed a rich farmer, Mr. Saunders, in Kent. They rushed into his house, where they found Mr. Saunders with his wife and friends playing cards.
"Everybody stay very quiet,"
Turpin ordered.
"If you do what we tell you, no one will be hurt."
Mr. Saunders and the rest of the people in the house quickly gave the gang their money and valuable possessions. Their house robberies continued in this way for a considerable time. Then, on the 4th of February 1735, they decided to rob a certain Mr. Lawrence, who lived in Edgware. The gang arrived at the house just as Mr. Lawrence was going in. They took hold of him and told him to instruct the servant boy to open the front door of the house. The boy was so frightened that he did nothing. Another servant opened the door, imagining that nothing was wrong, and the gang rushed in with their prisoner, Mr. Lawrence. They looked through the house for items of value, but were not satisfied with what they found. They said they would murder Mr. Lawrence if he did not tell them where his valuable possessions were hidden. Finally, one of the gang treated a female servant very cruelly, and they left the house, leaving everyone there tied up. The authorities offered a reward of £50 for information about the gang, but this produced no results. They continued as before, entering houses and threatening and robbing the owners. One day they robbed another farmer, Mr. Francis. They found two of Mr. Francis's servants working outside the house. They captured them and tied them up. When they went to the house and discovered that Mr. Francis was just about to go in himself, they captured him as well and tied him up together with his two servants. Then they rushed into the house where they found Mrs. Francis, her daughter, and a female servant. They attacked the three women very violently before leaving the house with all the valuables they could find. The authorities now increased the reward to £100 for information about the members of the gang. As a result of this, two gang members were arrested and hanged, and the remaining members decided that it was now too dangerous to continue working together. Dick Turpin realized that it was too dangerous to remain in the area, and he escaped to the country. It was time to change his career. He had decided to become a highwayman.